Had a passenger the other morning, 5 a.m. mainline departure. I'm boarding. I'm unfortunately at the podium where I can't see everything. Usually you kind of do like head to toe check. Like, okay, they're in compliance from head to toe.
They're like just checking everyone out.
Do they have to wear a bra?
We'd like them to.
Okay. Do we?
Wait, everyone?
No, girls.
So I've been 16 years without one yet. So okay. Don't put that on
Wait,
me.
Wait, did you say 16?
16 years? Of working in the airline and not having to wear a bra.
Oh, okay. I think he's been in life. Like, he went 16.
He turned 40 last year.
And also, like, he went a good 20 years with wearing one, and now he's done.
Done. Not for me.
All standby passengers, see me at the podium. Your seat is empty.
Non-Rev Lounge is a travel and aviation podcast. Monique, Laura, and Tyler are three friends that work for a major airline as gate agent, flight attendant, and ramp worker. During this podcast, they will discuss using their flight benefits to travel the world, as well as talk about things that happen at work. They have guests on almost every week to share their travels and stories, leaving tips on the best places to travel and things to do. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Non-Rev Lounge. I'm Lara.
I'm Monique.
And I'm Tyler.
Yay.
And I haven't done anything this week except work since we recorded last. Have you, Monique?
I haven't done anything either.
Well, you worked.
Oh, I mean, yeah, work. But I mean, like, I haven't gone anywhere.
Well, you said you caught up on a lot of TV.
No, I haven't even done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. I've been
you
busy.
Said, you said did 5 hours yesterday of TV.
Oh, I did.
And now you want to go to Maui or Hawaii?
I'm watching this show. It's called Renovation Aloha.
Okay.
You can edit that so I don't sound so dumb. I have to always think, how do you say hello in Hawaii?
Anyway, como se dice?
So yeah, it's about this couple on the main island, and they redo homes and stuff, but they show a lot of like the good parts of Oahu. So yeah, I want to go there now.
Yeah.
I've not had that desire in a long time to go to Oahu.
But so. You haven't been to Hawaii in a while, right?
I haven't been back since our trip before COVID.
Yeah, you need to go.
It's forever, yeah.
Yeah.
Going at least 3 to 4 times a year to not being in like 4 years.
Yeah. Oof. Well, just get over your COVID and you can go.
Get my test finally.
But you did something big this week, Laura.
I went to recurrent training.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You've been a few times. Do you feel like the senior in high school showing up and you're like, you've been there and there's all these, you said there's a lot of new hires there.
Oh, there were a lot. Uh-huh.
Are you just like
big man on campus?
Yeah. And like hazing them or doing things that.
Well, I tried to haze them. Cause I said to the trainees, I said, excuse me, I'm here for recurrent. I said, I just got my 40-year pin. Can you please take my bags with and the teacher looked at me. He goes, you can't do that. I said, it's called hazing. It's part of American culture. And the kid goes, oh, I'll take your luggage. I'll roll your luggage for you.
Oh,
it was very nice.
But the teacher did not. Was it
Christian?
Yeah, was it Christian?
No, it wasn't. But I did see Christian there a couple times. I was so happy. I was so happy to see him.
He's doing good?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But no.
You passed your test.
I passed. Yeah, the drills. You know, the first day I went in there with it. Okay, because Tyler said, you've been doing it for 40 years, really?
Yeah.
Are you really that worried? Like, okay, I'm not worried. So the first day I went in there, I got everything the first time.
Yeah.
And then I had two left. And then the second day, all full of anxiety again. I don't know.
That's why? Because you're so good at it.
I don't know. It's just the way it is.
I even asked you, I said, do you have dreams about it? And you said you do.
I do.
You have clothing on in your dreams?
Yeah. Is it because you're naked? And that makes it so much more intense.
I'm in the jump seat naked with a life preserver on.
Yelling, brace, brace.
That's a fans only page right there.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, no. But it was, I think what happened is I should have done the water ditching first because there are different commands.
Okay.
And everything's totally different. And then when you do all the other doors, it's on land. So it's all the same commands. So you're doing like six, the same commands. And then this one odd one, I should have done that one first.
Just got it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully at 41 then.
Oh gosh.
We'll remember.
I know.
Remember when Brittany killed the person in training?
Oh yeah. She threw him out and there wasn't ground or something. Yeah.
There wasn't a slide.
Yeah.
Or was it in the fire or something? I don't know. But yeah.
Rest is
does the training change? I get so bored with our yearly trainings. Maybe you too, because it's this is the same one I've been doing for. It's like hazardous material. It's like, oh my gosh. Does yours change a little bit?
It does. They change it every year. And they're really good about interspersing videos with the content so that by the time you get tired of them talking, then here's a video about it. And the videos are really good. They're made in-house. They're really pretty good.
Do you have to watch like people dying? Like we have to watch accidents. Jeez. We have to watch accidents so they can be like, oh, it's possible to get sucked with it. No, we don't see sucked, but we see things that get sucked in the engines and stuff. They don't show you anything dangerous like that?
No, it's just basically like if something happened the year before, they'll have the flight attendants on to talk about it and what they did. And
how do you guys just watch solely for part of it?
No, we could though. That's the only time we've landed in the water, so I don't know why we have to do this every single year.
But you don't actually get in the water. Because you always see the pictures with the flight attendants in front of the pool, but you don't get in the water.
Right? No, not for recurrent. But you do initially when you go through initial training. They get in the water and they pull them into the raft so you know what it's like.
But doesn't seem like you should have to do it like every 10 years or something? Because
it does seem like that. But
I've seen you swim before and it's not good.
Sully's the only one we've had going to the water. It's not good.
I mean, that one turned out okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my little beef about our recurrent training. It's not really current, but our like yearly.
Yeah.
For some reason, they make gate agents do this like drainage learning hub.
Like when you drain like an abscess on a cow?
That are going into like the sewer.
Kind of. Oh, yeah. We do that too.
And I'm like, if I'm ever involved in a spill or like the drainage system at the airport, you know you have bigger problems. If that gate agent is like down on the ramp being like, this is not how it's done.
Yeah. We have some that are crossover too, like that are upstairs stuff. And it's like, why are we doing this stuff?
Yeah, it's I think it's ridiculous.
Like, how do you handle some passengers? And I was like, not for me.
You say, you need to talk to the gate agent.
Yeah. Well, good. Congratulations on passing.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job.
Monique was very happy for you.
She was.
I thought you were just doing your job.
No. It's always anxious. This is why Carolyn and I go in the day before.
And you go in a day early. Not everyone does. Yeah,
Carolyn and I go in a day early and we have to buy a hotel. We just split a room. But that way we're relaxed the next day. We don't like rush to the airport and then get on the plane. The plane's late. Now you're going to miss some of class, you know, some of that drill time and all that. So this way we're ready to go.
All right. We have a guest. So.
Yay.
Welcome. Right. So we're excited. We have Kelsey with us. She's been on here multiple times, helps out with social media. So welcome, Kelsey.
She's part of our crew.
Hi, good everyone. Good to have
you back. It's been, I think, since Dorkfest, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Dorkfest, I think, was the last time we recorded.
Nice.
Thanks for having me again.
Have you done any traveling?
I have. I have done a little bit of traveling.
Traveling and work, and how's life been?
Life's been good.
Good.
I'm actually, I got like a whole week off, kind of not rubbing all over the place right now.
Well, that's what Lara said. You ran into her a couple times this week because you were in and out of Dallas and now here, so...
Yeah, it was kind of unintentional, but it worked out.
It worked out great, yeah.
Because you were in training and you were, where were you in Dallas?
So my friend that I actually went to agent training with about 6 years or so ago applied and got on with our mainline carrier as a flight attendant. So she was passing her training and asked if I'd like to come to her graduation.
Cool.
So it's kind of a full circle moment because we met at agent training. And then about a year ago when she asked me like, hey, they opened it up. Would you refer me? I'm like, sure. Why not? So I referred her. And here we go. So then she's like, I would love for you to come to graduation because they could only have 2 mainline employees attend.
Did you cry?
Yeah. Oh. It was pretty sad. It was sad and happy, but it was cool watching, like, you know, people get their wings pinned on from, like, family members and, like, their parents or their spouse or...
Did they yell out the commands in the ceremony? Well, they did it in my friend Rebecca in her ceremony because I went to it as well. Like, they yelled out the commands.
I don't remember that.
Her class that did it. Okay.
I think that's kind of fun.
Maybe there was an emergency.
It was just, yeah. So I don't know how many were in her class. Like 40, 50 or so. Like, it was, felt like a big class. Anyway, yeah, they all were yelling the commands.
Did you know that I met a flight attendant when I came back from San Francisco that was like brand new?
No.
Based in Phoenix.
Oh, that's great.
But she's transferring to Miami.
What?
Because I saw her and I said, you're not Phoenix because you look too young. And she goes, no, I am. I was like, oh.
Wow. And then did she say she wanted to go to Miami because she wanted to wear the vest without a shirt?
She didn't say that part, but I'm sure that was why.
Did you sing the Miami song to her?
No.
Welcome to Miami.
I usually do, but it's pretty standard.
Anytime I work in Miami, I always sing it.
I don't work Miami, so.
Yeah, that's true, because you get a text from me.
Every month I get a text.
On like the 9th or 10th.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Lara, don't bid Miami.
Even if it looks good, don't do it.
That's hilarious. Now I'm going to think about that when I board Miami flights.
Yeah. It's always running through
my head. Is this bad boarding or is this working it for you guys? Downstairs is bad. We don't like working Miami.
Oh, Miami's terrible.
Upstairs is too?
Oh, yeah. All those old women bring 7 purses.
Isn't there something about FaceTime too? They're FaceTiming everybody up there.
Or I think it's a Latino thing, but they all listen to their music out loud. Like no one has headphones. And so they'll just be like pumping it in the... boarding area.
It sounds fun. Like it's a good time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it same in Columbus?
Like, yeah, it's like a pre-boarding, you know, party and so on. But there's always like 5 to 7 wheelchairs, so it's kind of like a Phoenix route maybe sometimes.
Yeah. Hey!
Rude.
But you also some have to do walkers. Like Google Translate through a lot of stuff to like explain things. And then you'll be like, I'm boarding group 1, and then group 9 shows up and you're like, never mind, just come on. Yeah, get on the plane. Because
language barrier is definitely there for sure for Miami.
For Miami.
So Miami's
it doesn't matter.
Everywhere.
It's just Miami.
Welcome to Miami. Maybe you could put that in. Or is that copyrighted, even that bit?
No, you just sing it so we can have that.
But I don't sound anything like Will Smith.
It was good enough.
Thank you.
That is kind of funny because we have a gal that transferred back to Columbus. She went to Miami for 2 years and was like, that was enough. And then came back to Columbus.
Yeah, I can imagine working in Miami, like just constantly surrounded by that crowd.
And is it downstairs? It's the same. Like the bags are huge. They have the biggest bags.
Well, and they saran wrap them.
They saran and some a lot more. It's crazy.
All right, we've bagged on Miami enough.
You don't have any more to say?
No. Oh, I have a lot, but no.
We apologize if you love Miami a lot.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going there in a couple weeks.
So. Well, they do have the best gate agents.
And you'll just hear me singing in the background now.
Yeah. Do they do?
Yeah, they really do have the best gate agents.
Because of your one story.
Well, no. Every time I go there for like deadheading or whatever, they always take really good care of us.
Laura, you know I can hear you, right? Like
the best.
I'm so sorry.
You're second best.
You, Monique is a very, very best gate agent, period. Doesn't matter what city she's in.
How many awards have you won for being the best?
None.
So you're kind of like under the radar.
Oh, everybody loves her. Do you remember the snippy flight, the snippy gate agent when you and Tyler and I were trying to go to San Francisco and you guys got on and I didn't? And I said, I'll meet you guys down there when she gives me a seat. She goes, go sit down. She goes, you know how this works. Go sit down. I go, you're not stealing my joy.
Yeah, she said, you know the drill.
And then she said.
I know. And then I got hypercritical of her. I was on board. I'm seeing these bags that are like expansions clear out. And I was like, well, if you would have checked that one and that one like you should have. Didn't know the drill, did we?
She's so funny. You know the drill. Go sit down.
To be fair, she didn't work for our line.
Poor Kelsey. Why don't you tell us about going around the world?
Okay, so I've been around the world 2 different trips.
The Crosby, Stills, and Nash song. I have been around the world.
Yeah, people didn't know, but this is our musical episode. So yeah.
I'm jealous. I still want to do an around the world trip. So why did you decide to do that, or how did that play out?
My birthday was back in February, and so my husband, you know, we like to take our vacations around our birthdays instead of do gifts and go someplace we've never been, and I'm like, you know, why don't you plan it out this time? Like, usually I kind of come up with loads and stuff. And he's like, okay. So Russell ended up.
Is he good at that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this would be kind of cool. Let's check this out. Heard you drop hints that like to go here, see this. So I'm like, okay, cool. We left Houston, flew to Doha on Qatar Airlines. And at first I was a little apprehensive because I've heard the dress code policy is very strict. So a lot of people kind of steered us away from trying Qatar. They were actually pretty nice. Business casual, showed up. The agent's really nice. Gave him some chocolate. That seems to usually work for the gate agents. Had a good experience. Went over to Doha.
How long is that flight?
It's like 14 hours.
Oh, jeez.
It's insane. But it was cool. It was a good experience getting to try that. The food was actually surprisingly pretty good. Just getting to experience Doha was kind of cool. You know, a lot of people like to connect through Doha. I'm like, what's this big pull over in this airport? And I'd seen a documentary on it a while back. I'm like, let's check it out. It's cool seeing where all the FIFA, like World Cup stuff was a couple years ago. They had a lot of that set up in the city.
How much time did you put in Doha?
A day and a half. So just because of like based on times and flying.
One night or 2 nights?
One night.
Okay.
Did you cover up? Did you feel like you didn't have to?
No. I mean, you could wear just t-shirt, jeans.
I just didn't know, is a woman over in that area, if you were required or felt like you needed to
like your shoulders. Do your shoulders should be covered?
Yeah, like my shoulders were covered.
But like what I'm wearing?
Probably not the tank top.
Okay.
More like Monique.
So I think in that area of the world, you see pictures a lot more of like Dubai. So what is in Doha? What did you do there? What did you like there?
Like I said, seeing all the World Cup stuff, that was
Is there like a big downtown? Yeah, or what is it you're seeing? What are you seeing?
Like walk downtown, there was a like this white
like a monument
sculpture or some monument that was like out in the middle of the water. So you go down to that and get to see it. But the train was kind of crazy. So the train was really nice and it was very clean over there. You could pay $5 extra if you want like the first class experience of the train.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're like, $5 more? Yes. Let's see what this first class is all about. Basically just comfier seats and less people.
Okay. Well, it's worth it.
No beverages?
No beverages.
Okay.
They had like a lounge. They were like, oh, we got this lounge. You want to check it out? And we looked in. We're like, there's like two seats and no amenities, no refreshments. That's not really a lounge, but okay.
Is the airport a long ways from Doha?
It wasn't too far.
That's, like you took the train from...
Yeah, you can take the train in and out of the city.
Like an hour or 40 minutes?
What, less than an hour from where we stayed, but we were near downtown.
So where'd you go from there?
So we took Qatar and flew over to Singapore, which had always been on my bucket list. If you've ever seen the movie Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
It's one of my like favorite in-flight movies to watch. After seeing that movie, I'm like, I've always wanted to go to Singapore. It was also Chinese New Year weekend, so it was kind of expensive like, staying at that at the Marina Bay Sands that weekend. So we're like, maybe bucket list for next time.
Okay. There's probably a surge price.
The one thing that was like kind of weird, so we land in Singapore and you have to like, you walk off the plane, then you go through like a nice hallway corridor and then you clear customs. It was very weird walking off the plane and not clearing customs immediately. They just dumped us out into the real airport. This is kind of crazy.
Someone's getting fined big time.
Yeah, somebody just messed up. They opened up the wrong door. And then Russell had to remind me that this is the only airport in Singapore. You will have to clear immigration to leave.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter because everybody's cleared it internationally at this point here.
Huh.
So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So what else did you do in Singapore?
The Chang Airport, the famous one with that like waterfall and like the rainforest.
Yeah.
You know, it's super famous. That was high on our bucket list. I'm like, let's make sure we go there. Well, we landed just enough time after we cleared customs that if we waited 20 minutes, we could see the beginning of the show. So that was kind of cool to see how they started the show for the day.
You know,
with all the, it was like.
So that area is out before security. That's just like an open area.
Yeah, anybody can go to it. You don't have to be flying.
I'm hearing a lot of airport appreciation, which is right up my alley. A lot of things and neat things to do in the airport there.
So is it cool? Have you been to the new LaGuardia?
Yes.
Which one's cooler? Which waterfall?
Probably same. I'm definitely sure it's the same.
Definitely Singapore.
But
LaGuardia is close second.
How often do they do the show?
It runs all day.
It's not like the Bellagio where it has like
every 15 minutes
or something and it stops.
Yeah, it's like once it starts, the water just keeps going. So it was kind of cool. So it reminded me of Mall of America. That whole, the Jewel is what they call it. That whole nice area. 5 or 6 levels of just shopping. And anybody can come in and out to it before you have, like, if you want to enter the actual airport, yeah, you have to have a ticket. But that whole area, you can come in and go shopping on all the different levels, like all different things.
Don't they even have like a movie theater in there?
Yeah, there's a movie theater, massage. Like, it was crazy. I'm like, they have this here too? Like, we could have spent a whole day just.
So what stood out to you about the city?
I just enjoyed seeing all the festivities. Like we said, it was the Chinese Lunar New Year weekend, so that was cool seeing how they went all out for the festivities. Lanterns everywhere, everything was lit up,
cool.
Different things. And then finally seeing the Marina Bay Sands in real life was really cool. That's that like famous hotel that's got 3 towers and then this large boat kind of thing on top of it.
I wish we flew to Singapore.
There is a U.S. carrier that does.
Not ours. So then where did you go on to?
Zed on Qantas. And took the A380, which was on our bucket list. Took Qantas from Singapore down to Sydney.
What level were you on?
The lower deck.
Oh.
It's like third class on the Titanic, kind of, honestly.
I just watched Titanic at work the other day, and they still had a good time on the lower decks. So
we had a good time.
Not the entire cruise, just the beginning.
That's true. The end of the the end was not great for him.
Did you go in the cargo air, like, Jack?
No.
I always want to go on the A380, so good for you.
Because I think you said like a year ago. You're like,
hey, you can bring that up?
It's out there. People know. I'm just reminding people.
Did they use 2 jet bridges to board it?
Yes.
That's so cool to me. That's cool.
So chaotic.
Did you get to go explore or you were stuck in the bottom?
They they just point. They see what you're boarding past. They're like, nope, that way. They double check it multiple times. There are security people watching.
Okay.
Oh. They won't allow you to go up and take a look.
Laura would have rubbed their shoulders and told them, I'm a flight attendant. And
I did get a tour of the 350 by using that card. Okay. Not rubbing the shoulders, but.
Did you bring them chocolate too?
I brought them aviator gifts. All the gifts said aviator on them. I still didn't get what, I don't feel that I got what I gave in.
Socks with had your face on them?
No.
That's a good gift.
That's what you're getting for Christmas.
Thank you. Oh, awesome.
Just him or?
And so we get to Sydney. We had like 4 or 5 hours give us some coach seats. They're like, hey, we'll do. Go through security. We'll give you premium seats at the gate. We're like, okay, cool.
So all the non-reps were getting coach seats.
Yes.
Okay.
So at least you're getting on.
Yeah. Even okay. With the weight, so we're like, okay. They're like, we're working out some weight issues and so on. We're like, oh, I didn't think about that. You're right. It's only half full. There will be weight restrictions. We were sitting over at the gate, and I happened to notice a friend of the podcast was sitting in the gate area.
I knew this was coming. I was so excited.
Yeah.
Who was ahead of you on that list?
Andrew. Uh-huh. Non-Rev Jesus.
Non-Rev Jesus.
He just happened to be on the same route. He was making his way through Asia and like also happened to connect on him. Like, hey, you know, like I know you work in the operational part of the operation. So I walk over and I was talking to Andrew. And so he ends up calling somebody he knew in operations, and they ended up working with load plan and kind of put the ball in motion to see if they could work with dispatch and the captain to kind of get the weight adjusted so they could put all of us in premium seats.
So cool. So then you guys got up there.
Yes. And then Russell had never gotten a chance to try the Transcon plane, you know, the 321T.
That's right.
So then we did LA to JFK.
That's crazy.
Cool. All the way around.
Yeah. But it was kind of funny because there was a D2T that was at the top of the list. And then he's like, how did these D1Ts pop ahead of me? And it was trying to explain, you know, based on times and check-in and totally legal. And it was done more than an hour before departure.
Yeah, she's like, bro, these guys checked in 3 days ago in Sydney. So
they've been flying for days.
So I was going to ask you guys, do you want to guess how much mileage that trip ended up being?
1,388 miles.
That's like the Salt Lake and back.
Oh. Oh. Flight attendants and geography doesn't really. Never mind. Never mind.
No, I have no idea.
150.
150,000?
Yeah.
Lower than that. But calculated up, it ended up being 31,054 miles to go around the world.
I don't know which was more off, though. Your 1,000 miles or 150.
They're both terrible guesses. Laura was going for the Price is Right. So.
Zero. Best without going over.
$1.
So I wanted you to talk with us about, because you're pretty, how's it, set or lucky. You have flights for free or next to free. You got your hotel benefits that I'm very jealous about with Marriott because you're dad. So you're set. But one thing that you also do really good is your rental cars, but you don't have benefits. So can you teach us a little bit about what your strategy, and that's something we can do with ours.
I was looking up car rentals. Certain airlines partner with like different rental car companies. Whichever one's your preferred one, you can sign up and put your frequent flyer number attached into your profile for cars.
Oh.
So for instance, you said that like, was that Budget?
Yeah.
And your airline, they partner so you can mix those. Okay.
So it's only like a dollar or two more for your rental. And then it's based on like mileage. So I like link my frequent flyer number with my, so I can earn some miles on it. But then also there's different like airline codes you can find that'll give you a cheaper route. So like this weekend, for instance, like initially when I just booked it, just out of curiosity to see how much it would be for a 24-hour rental, it was like a little over $100.
Oh, wow.
24 hours? It's not even like high season
here.
And so on. So I'm like kind of playing around with it, looked at, you know, Costco travel because I also try that. Put in a couple of different airline codes, and then I found another airline code through BizHero, which sometimes is a car rental place that we can find like reasonable price. So I ended up finding that code that they use, plugged it back into the Budget website, still gave me the discount, and then let me also add my frequent flyer number on top of it so I could get miles on top of the car and stuff.
When you say airline codes, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Because it's not
it's
just
like a little discount code.
Like a three-digit code, right? It's not like WN for Southwest, right? You're talking about
An airline code. I found it on a Facebook like airline group. Somebody had shared it. So we'll put it in the show notes.
Perfect.
So, okay. So you just put the code in and it gives you this. So what do you, how much discount did you get? So you saw $100. Do you know about how much you paid?
51.
Okay. So half the price.
I got half the price.
And then you'll get $51. You'll get like some miles with the airline from that too?
Yeah. So any miles that I use from start to finish on the car, I'll get
actual driving miles?
Driving miles.
Oh, so it's not the cost that you, so if you drive more, you actually,
Yeah, it'll go towards like frequent flyer points and stuff somewhere. So I've been trying to maximize that and connected an airline card to our travel profiles.
Okay.
So at least it shows up as, okay, this airline, they give you extra points. So when I book any trip through that, I get double the frequent flyer miles. So like our Zeds, if we partner with a certain airline, it shows up as their ticket, or as our ticket stock, even though it's their airline.
What?
Yeah, sometimes like if you buy Southwest, I think it charges Southwest, but other airlines, you do it's our airline.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's charging. Yeah. So, okay. But then it's just like you're paying for ours, which our credit card is what, like 2x or 4x?
Yeah.
So you get that many more just by you. So yeah.
So you're saying you use one of our specific credit cards that gives you 4x the miles when you buy Zeds.
A certain ones. Like ones basic that, line. Like yeah, that our airline buys. Because sometimes it's either our airline buys them and then it'll pay that airline or...
Correct. It goes, it's like our ticket number.
Yeah. Or goes straight to them. Like, I think Southwest goes straight to Southwest.
Yeah. There's a Southwest ticket number we get.
Yeah. So there's different ones. But if it's just ours, then yeah, you're going to... It'll be like someone buying it.
So you make a conscious effort whenever you're buying Zeds or things like that to use that specific credit card.
Yeah. Like when we flew on Qatar.
Okay.
It showed up as our ticket stock.
Oh, nice.
So, and that's like a $200 Zed per person. So I was like, oh, yes, we're definitely using this card so we can maximize and try and get miles. Because I'm just trying to save up for miles because miles have come in handy, especially with life stuff that's happened to us in the past year, just having that ability
to... Or if you're going on a cruise or something, you want to make sure you're going to get there. So those,
Yeah, so then we're not out of pocket. We're just using miles to pay. Like, doing the car rental, like, I've earned a lot of frigging flyer points. I'm already just renting. That's like trying to maximize. Like, you're already renting a car. Might as well get another benefit off of it.
I'm going to rent a car for almost a month. When my daughter gets married. So that was really good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, you could have a bunch of...
A whole month.
Wow. Almost. Yeah.
Momzilla.
I stay at Marriott properties pretty often. So you can put... If you go through their profile, you can link frequent flyer, depending on which airline it is. Rig that in there. And then you can earn miles on top of your stays there too to like just build up miles to have on hand.
Nice. See, I know it's the opposite because I'm doing Hyatts. It's when I would pay for miles or pay for flights on airline, I get Hyatt points too. So it helped me with my getting more nights there. So
yeah, and there were like quite a few different hotels.
The partners, with airlines. So
like it was crazy. I was looking it up and I'm like, oh, there's a lot more hotels and cars that
they partner with.
Yeah. So Budget has this thing where you can do like a fast break. So it's kind of like TSA pre-check.
Okay.
Essentially for cars. So if you put in, which is also free, sign up, get the reward number, then they have a fast break thing where if you everything's linked to the app and booked, they literally just have a monitor with your name on it and you just walk out and go pick up your car go. So you don't have to wait in all those lines of everybody that didn't do it.
You don't have to say no over and over when they're like, do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this?
Because I already declined all of it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Perk. There's other things like Shell Gas partners with certain airlines if you link your Advantage number. So. Try to get Shell Gas and get extra miles. I don't know if anybody knows this, but if people like Starbucks, you can link your Starbucks account with your Delta account, which is also for your SkyMiles, and you get like miles for whatever you spend.
Wow.
On that. And Lyft partners with Delta. Okay. So any airport rides you use and you link it to your Lyft, you get Delta miles. So if you want to diversify.
Maybe our airline could hook up with Dutch Bros. If people are listening, we love Dutch Bros. We want them linked.
So I know this is a non-rev podcast, but you never know when you might need to buy it. People,
non-revs love to have account loyalty accounts.
Yeah. And it's free.
Yeah. It's not, if you're already going to send money there, might as well double dip.
And then, you know, you can take a nice first class trip.
And you need your miles,
Maybe have Laura as your flight attendant.
Yeah. I hope so.
You're lucky.
That would be fun.
On her four trips, she works a month.
You would be lucky to get Laura.
This is sassy. Yeah.
What?
I totally mean that.
Oh, no, not you. The sassy was directed at him for he said the four trips she works.
Oh.
A month. Which is what you bid, right? It's what you want.
No, look.
It's not what you held, but you try to bid four Londons a month.
Well, yeah, but I bid other stuff too. I work.
Four a month? That's great.
I shoot for 100 hours. And most time I go over.
I was like, that's not possible.
No. Express, Laura.
It's like 1,000 miles.
Had a standby traveler coming up. I'd already looked at the specials list, so I knew it was coming because I hadn't boarded. Pet and cabin. And they're coming up to board. Is it
a non-rev standby or regular standby?
Non-rev standby.
And they did not know the drill.
And they had their dog in like this like hammock thing like wrapped around their legs. Oh, I know
exactly what you're talking about.
Which is so, it's cute.
Did they have a carrier?
They did. But I hadn't seen the carrier.
Okay.
At this point in time, because again, this was that podium where I can't see. So until they're like right up on me, but I saw the dog out and like in her hands.
And they have to be in crate to go through the door.
Yeah. And I'm like, I know we don't have any service pets on this plane. It was just a pet cabin. Comes up to board, and I'm like, hey, we need you to have the dog. And so she kind of gave us a little attitude, and my coworker was like, come on, you're a standby. You should know better than to... She's like, I know, I know.
An like, employee level or like a buddy pass level? Do you know?
An employee. She
okay.
was an employee.
Okay.
Well. But it's just frustrating when they can't follow the rules.
Yeah, I was trying to like either. Make it so it wasn't so bad. Like, oh, maybe they yeah. just didn't hear.
Were they traveling with someone else who had the carrier?
Nope.
Oh, she just didn't want to...
It was just her. She just didn't want to put the dog in the carrier.
Well, then go get your fake papers and make it a service animal.
So what happened then?
But, I mean, she eventually complied because we told her, like,
you're not
hey,
getting on.
We can't let you through the door. You know, the dog needs to be in the crate and or, like, in the carrier and needs to be in that the entire flight. At the same thing, you know the rules. You know the policy.
And what'd she say?
She was like, okay. Just, like, let out a huge sigh.
Did she roll her eyes a little bit?
She did. She kind of gave us a little lip. So it was a little frustrating. And then it was funny because then, like, the next three people that boarded, like, after she walked off, like, they were super nice. They're like, we're so sorry. Like, they all apologized for her bad behavior. Yeah. And I'm like, if only they knew she was an employee, then they would have been, like, even more surprised.
Well, I thank you for the conclusion of that story. So thank you. Some people don't give conclusions to their stories.
Yeah, get over it.
She probably got on and took the dog right out.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
It's sad that non-revs are not doing what they need to. Just follow the rules. Like, if it's hard, don't do it.
Don't ruin it for the rest of us. Yeah. Follow the policy. Mm-mm.
And for with all things too, not just with pets, but
like waiting for you to sign.
I like to know all the rules so I know exactly what I can and can't. I think that's it's important. And sometimes people look at that as you're like looking to break the rules. It's not that. It's just know the rules and follow them so you can maximize your benefits from them. So
yes.
Well, thanks for coming and joining us.
Thank you.
I thank learned you, from Kelsey.
Your car rentals. I need to go and link all mine now. And you said you'll put those or tell us in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put it in the code.
Because I want to start using those too. See if I can.
Using the show notes?
So, for what's that?
You're going to start using the show notes?
Well, sometimes I use them because I'm the one that does them.
Sometimes he does.
Because you're like, I'm in London. Leave me alone.
I did not say that. I just said I'm busy.
So, who's the one who spelled my name wrong a couple weeks ago?
Oh, that was me. Because okay. I had. Your brother? Because I didn't have help.
Because you didn't have help from me. I'm sorry.
So basically, you need to also spell check them.
You could also just put Mo if you don't know how to spell the rest.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Was
it's
pretty easy.
One or two O's.
Sometimes they do Momo.
All right.
If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us at nonrevloungepodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe.
Bye.
This has been Non-Rev Lounge. This episode was sponsored by Staff Traveler, which is the number one app to get your non-rev loads. It is used by over 700,000 people from all airlines the world over and built to make your non-rev trips easy and stress-free. Sign up now for free at stafftraveler.com/non-rev lounge.
It's like a statistical thing. The company rates us on when we start boarding and boarding.
Pretty much how good of an agent are you?
Well, it's boarding, onboarding, and looks too, right? Isn't that the third thing?
Looks?
Yeah.
Appearance?
Are you smoking hot or...
So you can go all over this pecker.
Oh my gosh.
And it varies day by day sometimes. The problem is it's like drilled into agents to like want to be good and want to have on time stuff. So it's hard for us to, we don't want to like it, but it's like we want to be good.
Kind of crack.
If that makes sense.
Okay, so Carolyn and I got to Dallas early and I wanted to use my priority pass.
Yeah.
You know, and Tyler said there's a restaurant over in Terminal E.
It's kind of a sports bar. Kind of
a sports bar, 88. He goes, and you can, you know, use your priority pass. So there's a guy sitting next to Carolyn and he's kind of like a surfer guy and he's got this little, and Carolyn and I start walking away and that the Louisiana guy, he goes, well, where are you guys going? And we're like, oh, we're going to the game room because we got more priority pass.
Because we're gamers.
Yeah. And he goes, well, I have the priority pass. And I didn't believe him. Like, yeah, whatever. And so we start walking and he goes, well, I'm going to come with you guys. And we're like, oh, okay, come on. So he came along and we got to the game room and we got, you know, we each got a beer and then he used his priority pass and got us each a snack.
Oh, nice.
And so the three of us were sitting there chatting and he was in the middle and we're playing Pac-Man and stuff. And he's like chatting with us. Nothing inappropriate. And pretty soon I said to Carolyn, let's go. Let's go get something to eat, some real food. And he goes, okay, he goes, where you guys stay? He goes, my flight's late. It's not, well, we already knew his flight was late because he was not leaving until 9:18. And I said, well, we're leaving Terminal E. I said, because we're going to go get something to eat. We're staying at the Hyatt. And he goes, you are? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, I still have time. I'll go with you guys. I'm like, all right, whatever. Come with us. And so he's following us and we're walking and he goes, hey, here we are. And and it's the Grand Hyatt. And so Caroline looked at him like, okay. And he goes, the bar's right here. Let's go get something to eat and drink. And so we each ordered another beer, and he has a martini, and he orders tons of food for us. So we're all sitting there eating and chatting. Again, nothing inappropriate. He's just chatting and he's talking and stuff, and gets up and he goes, I'm going to run to the lavatory. And he leaves. And Caroline and I are sitting there talking. He's in the middle and we're talking. And I said, I'm getting tired. And she goes, yeah, me too. And I said, and he's got a flight to catch anyway, so we gotta get out of here. And she goes, yeah. And he comes back. He goes, guess what? And we're like, what? And he goes, I got a room here. And we're like, what? He goes, I got a room here. And he has a key and he hands it to me. He goes, you guys can come join me in my room. Oh. And I look at him, he goes, yeah, since you guys are staying here, he goes, you could come join me in my room. And I go, do you have a flight? And he goes, yeah, I'm not taking that flight. I'm gonna stay here with you guys. And Caroline look at each other, and I'm like, oh my God. And Caroline looks at him, and she goes, we're not staying here. We're staying at the other Hyatt. And he goes, what? And he's like, he puts his head down. He's like, what? You're not staying here? We're like, we're not here. I go, we're not going to your room with you. I said, we're not doing that. I go, we are not going to your room. And he goes, oh, you sure you don't want to go to my room? I'm like, no, we don't want to go to your room. But I took the room key though, because I kind of thought, I'm going to take a picture of that to prove it happened. So I did take the room key. So then we ditched him. I don't know what was happening. He was getting the food put in boxes, leftover food put in boxes. And Caroline ditched him. We ditched him, and we're on the train, the link, and we're laughing because we ditched him. And I get a text from him. And I'm like, oh, apparently I gave him my phone number. So at some point. Yeah. And he's like, okay, come back to my room. And we're like,
he's still trying.
Yeah. And we're like, no. And then I just said, good night, Justin. Just good night, Justin. And then he says, good night. And then another text pops in, I love you. And I'm like, oh. I don't even answer anymore. The next morning I woke up and I said, oh my God, that guy's got my phone number. I said, I don't remember why I gave him my phone number.
Well, he's going to be here to record with us in a few weeks.
Yeah. It was so funny. I go, and then the morning he texts me, he goes, good morning. Why don't you grab a coffee on your way up to my room? Why don't you girls grab coffee while you're on the way up to your room? I'm like, it's just ignoring him. I just ghosted him.
Wow. That's.
He's probably thinking, oh, two flight attendants. And me.
And he's still going for it the next morning. Yeah, and shooting a shot.
Yeah. And I didn't. So then I'm like looking through the text in the morning when she's over laying in her bed. I'm laying in mine. And we're looking through the text. I'm like, oh my God, he offered us $500. So she goes, what? I go, he offered us $500 to come back to his room. He goes, you girls come back to my room. I'll give you $500. Oh, and he actually said, I'll give you $500 if you didn't think it was the best sex you've ever had. That's it. He actually said. And Caroline and I look at each other, and I'm like, oh my God, he was totally appropriate all night until that. And I'm like, wow, that's.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. I saw it as $5,000 when I first looked at it.
You were tempted.
No, it was the next morning. I'm like, Caroline, he offered us $5,000. And so then when I ran into my husband later on that day, I said, this guy offered us $5,000 to come back to his room. He goes, what are you talking about? So I showed him the text. He goes, okay, first of all, it's $500.
CBA day was like, $5,000.
You're sitting there thinking about your front room and being like, you know what?
I could use that.
That could really help. $5,000.
I could use that $2,500. So I'd have to split it with Carolyn. So anyway.
Well, not if she thought it was the best sex, then.
Yeah, if you don't think it was, then you don't get the money. Well, I don't know. It was just so funny the way he said it. And the way I read it is $5,000. And the second thing is, I didn't even read that. If you didn't think it was the best sex, I'll give you $500.
So whatever. You're definitely going to keep going early. And what does Dave think? Is he like, yeah, go have fun?
Yeah, he wasn't too worried, I don't think.
So you enjoyed that interaction.
I did enjoy the interaction, but if I had that interaction every year, we wouldn't go early, because it was like, we had a hard time shaking it.
See, yeah, I think I would be annoyed. I'd be like, bro, come on. Like, we're done.
But let's also, you know, she's a man magnet. I don't care. She is a man magnet.
That's what I was going to say. Would you get that same if you had Tina with you?
No. Nobody, nothing would happen.
If she's I was got her with Tina. Hands going.
Yeah. We love Tina. Totally. And me to laugh. Kelly knows Carolyn. There you go. It's just a difference. She's a man magnet.
But also, you could be a man magnet too.
No. And I go to bars with her. The whole crew will go to a bar. Okay.
But was he texting her, or was he texting you?
Well, he didn't. She's dumb and didn't. Well, she's not dumb. I'm dumb. I gave him my phone number.
I know, but
yeah, we're trying to say you are also the attraction.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. No. I think it's her pink lips.
I think you might be right.
But you're supposed to have red lips.
Well, she's got pink.
And they're.
She lives big. On the edge.
Do you want me to say what you said in a text to me?
You can. I stole it from an old friend, so.
I said to Tyler, I go, well, she's a man magnet. Everybody seems to ignore me. I don't know what it is about her. And he says, I think what it is about her is that she looks like she can suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he said. There's my recurrent story. Yeah. My poor husband.